From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is firmly defending the compromise he made with Republicans on Bush-era tax cuts, saying as much during a last-minute news conference today. This as he confronts some tough words from fellow Democrats, as NPR's Ari Shapiro explains.
President Obama has long accused Republicans of holding the middle class hostage to a tax cut for the wealthy. He did not back away from that metaphor in his news conference.
I think it's tempting not to negotiate with hostage takers, unless the hostage gets harmed. Then people will question the wisdom of that strategy. In this case, the hostage was the American people, and I was not willing to see them get harmed.
Liberals say the president should have gotten more from Republicans in exchange for his concessions. Mr. Obama responded that the urgency of this situation demanded that he reach a deal, because without it, taxes would have gone up for everyone on January 1st. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The president says another big gain was the ability to extend unemployment benefits for millions. This, as the Labor Department, that is, reports a number of job openings shot up in October. Danielle Carson reports businesses and the government advertised nearly 3.5 million jobs at the end of October, up about 12% from the previous month.
The latest jobs figures follow last week's disappointing employment report for November. It showed the economy added a paltry 39,000 jobs and the unemployment rate rose to 9.8%. But Moody's Analytics economist Aaron Smith discounts that report's poor showing. He says other data show businesses are laying off fewer workers and the number of new claims for jobless benefits has been shrinking since last year.
That report was clearly at odds with some of the other labor market data that we had seen. Some of the survey evidence is showing labor conditions improving rather than deteriorating.
Even though job openings are up by a million, they're still below the 4.5 million advertised 3 years ago when the recession began. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The Obama administration says it's noticing other nations pulling back from dealing with the U.S. after WikiLeaks managed to release a trove of classified documents. Today, Pentagon spokesman Colonel Dave LePan said believing the U.S. is not good at keeping secrets changes things, adding there has been what he called a retrenchment in cooperation. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is in a British jail. He was denied bail today. Assange, an Australian, says he will fight extradition to Sweden, where he faces sex crimes charges that his supporters say are politically motivated. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average down 3 points at 11,360. The NASDAQ Composite Index up slightly, up 4 points at 2,598. This is NPR News. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is back in Afghanistan for meetings expected to focus on the U.S. role in Afghanistan, as well as troop withdrawal starting next year. While traveling in eastern Afghanistan today, Gates warned against using a one-strategy-fits-all approach.
You shouldn't generalize about Afghanistan, and you shouldn't even generalize from regional command to regional command or province to province. You really have to take it a district at a time and maybe even more local areas than that, and diversify your strategy depending on the local conditions in terms of whether presence contributes to security or detracts from security.
A review of U.S. military policy in Afghanistan is expected to be completed next week. The European Union agreed today to support Russia's bid to join the World Trade Organization. We have more on this from NPR's David Green.
Russia remains the largest economy on the sidelines of the WTO. Moscow's been trying to join the club for 17 years. That's longer than China waited. Beijing joined in 2001 after a 15-year campaign. Now Russia's biggest trading partner, the EU, is lining up to back Moscow. Our difficult bilateral issues are resolved, EU Commission President José Manuel Barroso said in Brussels. Among the thorniest of those issues was the fees Russia imposes on cargo passing by train from Asia to Europe. Russia agreed to lower those fees. They also vowed to reduce export tariffs on timber, another EU sticking point. An EU veto could have doomed Russia's hopes for getting in the WTO. Russia's aiming to win formal entry next year, a potential boost for its economy. WTO membership would likely mean more foreign investment in Russia and also growth in the country's GDP. David Green, NPR News, Moscow.
I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, in Washington.